Many of us like to challenge ourselves, question our assumptions, stay informed. That's why there are programs like CrossCurrent. Thank you. But there's a difference between information and knowledge, and yet another variant between those two and wisdom. These are some of the big topics considered in a current exhibit at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. It's called A Variation on the Powers of Ten, because it's inspired by a short film of that name produced in the late 1960s by designers Charles and Ray Eames.
Our journey has taken us through 40 powers of 10. If now the field is one unit, then when we saw many clusters of galaxies together, it was 10 to the 40th, or 1 and 40 zeros.
The film explores the relative scale of the universe using factors of 10. Not sure what that means? Well, KALW's Stephen Short spoke with a couple of people involved in this project in an attempt to increase his own knowledge and wisdom. And now he has some to share with us.
My name is Michael Swain. I am part of Future Farmers.
Swain is one of several members of Future Farmers, spelled as one word. That's one sign that this collective probably has nothing to do with the high school organization called Future Farmers of America.
We still get calls from people that make that mistake. I've been at the office where it'll be like, we've got some free dirt, and you know, my brother was really into Future Farmers and would love to give you the dirt, and then not realizing that, you know, we have a small office and we don't necessarily have a place for free dirt.
To be clear, these Future Farmers have nothing to do with sows, cows, and plows. This is actually an artist collective founded by Amy Franceschini. We won't be hearing from her, though.
Sadly, Amy Franceschini is in Norway or Sweden right now.
Franceschini was raised on a farm and thinks she might return to one someday, making her a Future Farmer. So when she needed a name for her design company, Future Farmers seemed appropriate. And when an artist collective sprouted out of that business, the name covered that too. Swain and Franceschini are the artists behind the latest exhibit by the Future Farmers, now on display at SF MoMA. It was inspired by the film The Powers of Ten.
This is a beautiful movie that Amy and I saw when we were in high school, The Powers of Ten, that is very poetic, and trying to repeat that in your from your own perspective and from a new time has so much potential, I think.
The film, from 1968, starts with the narrator describing a picnic.
The picnic near the lakeside in Chicago is the start of a lazy afternoon, early one October. We begin with a scene 1 meter wide, which we view from just 1 meter away. Now, every 10 seconds, we will look from 10 times farther away, and our field of view will be 10 times wider.
The scene then expands out to the stars.
The Earth diminishes into the distance, but those background stars are so much farther away that they do not yet appear to move.
Then zooms quickly back in from the universe to the world, to the United States, to the picnic, all the way into the skin of one of the picnickers, going to the subatomic level.
The nucleus within holds the heredity of the man in the coiled coils of DNA.
This concept, imagining things in variations of the powers of 10, inspired Swain and Franceschini to contact 10 academics, researchers, and scientists, each representative of a moment in the movie, to discuss their take, their variation, on what we know about the world or the universe from their specific discipline. And, just as in the film, the discussions took place during a picnic. Each started with the same question.
What would be the best way to represent their variation on the powers of 10.
All the elements that were represented in the original picnic in the film, the blanket, the location, magazines, food, were selected by the guests for each of the 10 scenes.
We had a picnic where we talked a lot about dark matter, so the scientist asked for all dark food.
Participants and props were then arranged in the same poses as the picnickers in the film and were photographed. These images are now a main element of the exhibit. And so are the recordings of the discussions that took place.
And what better setting than a picnic, too, because a picnic is a very informal gathering, but yet it requires a lot of pre-preparation for it to go right.
Yeah, and but at the same time, to me, the picnic in some ways is the moment of sharing as well.
Ignacio Valero was one of those 10 guests.
Yeah, I am a associate professor at the California College of the Arts in San Francisco, and I teach there in the areas of humanities and sciences and media theory, ecology, and gender studies also.
Valero's interview in the exhibit represents the first level of 10 in the scale of the universe, the human level, or what he calls the realm of life. His picnic discussion excerpt mentions the shamanic moment, that time when we start realizing we're connected to forces larger than ourselves. On the day of his picnic, Valero experienced a shamanic moment of his own.
It was raining cats and dogs that day, so we were confined to going to the botanical garden, which turns out to be better for me in the sense that the garden represented kind of like a mosaic of different flora of all kinds of parts of the world. And so in many ways, we were kind of like in a little capsule, biological capsule, that allow us to see so many places of the world.
And as in the film, knowledge goes beyond parts of the world, deep into the unseen and the unknown. Michael Swain recalls one moment during Valero's picnic that really punctuates that.
Ignacio Valero was wonderful enough to bring a blanket that was his mother's to the picnic that had these beautiful rainbows on the blanket, and we had a rainbow that day.
That I think
your mom somehow.
Yeah, she was there. You know, my mom has passed on, so that had a very special meaning for me. It was almost like being on the a magic carpet, you know.
Well, that brings it back to you talking about the shamanic moment. That would sound like the kind of thing that a shaman would want to conjure up, to have such a thing actually happen. Did you think of that at the time?
Well, it's interesting, you know, that you ask that, because when you're asking me now, in fact, it brings back the whole idea of the ancestor. And I feel that one problem that we have today in our modern society is that we're cut off from context. We're cut off from history. We cut off from the past. We have information. We have information overload. We have sound bites. Well, guess what? Life goes in a much more gentler way. You know, you cannot speed up the spring or the winter of the summertime.
I'm sure Professor Valeo has pondered such things before, probably in a formal classroom setting. But our informal chat caused him to consider another small wrinkle of knowledge, which Swain might say was a goal of the exhibit.
When you take that conversation and drop it down onto a picnic and ask someone to explain things in a common way, I think you get that knowledge, you get that information outside of the ivory tower and put in ways that I think all humans can understand.
Well, maybe not every human can understand what some of these discussions are about. These folks get pretty intense at times. But the simple act of sitting on a blanket and letting go of time and place gives us the chance to actually notice the immensity and beauty of what surrounds us. Pondering the Universe at SF MoMA, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.